Guys, so exciting. I am just about to interview Nisa Sellis. Well, actually, I'm about to play you the interview that I did with Nisa Sellis, which was pre-recorded. The cool thing about this, actually, is right at the very beginning, she kind of interviewed me. So I thought I'd leave that bit in for you because she's asking just about myself, a little bit about the JNL Fusion Scotland, and there's a big long spiel in there about why JNL Fusion is so, so good that everybody should try it. Okay, here's the interview. Speak to you soon. Tra. Okay, cool.
That sounds great. Now, and tell me just really quickly, you live in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And do you do have your own? Tell me about your business, or tell me about what you do.
Well, I'm just branding myself as Bridget Fitness. I'm part of JNL UK. We're basically bringing Miami to the UK, which is really, really, really exciting. And especially for me and Natalie, because we're bringing Miami to Scotland, we've started, well, next week we're going to start doing fusion classes in Scotland. So there's nothing like this here at all. Just like the excitement and the, you know, the, well, you know exactly what it's like, what JNL's like herself and like all the beautiful women and that sort of like sexiness and, you know, associated with exercise, which we don't really necessarily have. Zumba is the closest that we have to it. And as you know as well, like fusion is so effective and yet it's also got that like Miami vibe to it. So
Awesome.
Really,
congratulations.
I know, it's so exciting bringing it to Scotland, being the first people here and just sharing it with everybody. That's so exciting. So excited, actually.
Well, I'm so honored that you reached out to me. I apologize. I wish we could have done it together in person.
It was crazy.
And then I had to leave. I felt so horrible. I would have stopped right then and there and done the interview with you. But my husband was like, we got to go. And I was like, oh. So I'm so glad that we get to touch. So I'm so honored that you reached out to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whatever I can do to help you with your business and promote and your buddy Natalie, whatever I can do to help you, I would love to repeat this. We can continue doing these types of things.
Oh, that would be fantastic. It really would be because, you're so inspirational because you are like kind of like the poster girl for the JNL Fusion. And when we talk to people about it, you know, people that have maybe only heard a little bit about it, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, but what about Nisa Sellis? You know, like they've heard because it's just such a miraculous kind of, well, I know it's like a really cheesy word, but it seems to
us, it's
like a transformation, like a miraculous transformation.
Oh, no, there's nothing cheesy about that. Let me tell you, thank you so much. So other people have heard of me and my weight loss over there in your country?
Yeah. So it's really, really cool. It's the weight loss, but it's also the other thing, which is really good. It's just like, you can see that you've sort of grown as a person. It's not just weight loss. It's like, you know, in the first picture, you like kind of like you look small and shy and like little, like, and then by the time, like when I was at the WorldCon with you in January this year, it was like there you were with your like big beautiful hair and your big beautiful shoes and like, you know, like. You know, it just to be able to see that in person.
Aww,
I remember when I got there, Natalie was like, there's Nisa. I turned around and I was like,
oh my God.
It's like a celebrity.
thank you. You're so beautiful. Okay, when you're ready.
Okay, cool. Well, there was a moment in time at that, at the Worldcon, where everybody, at the beginning, everybody had to get up and talk about themselves. And you stood up and you were really, really honest about yourself. And there was just one bit that you spoke about and it really just stuck with me. And this was when I knew I really wanted to talk to you about this, was when you basically said that you choose how you feel each day. And like when you wake up in the morning, you're the one who chooses that your day is going to be good. And that still when you wake up, you sort of have that negativity and you choose to not have that. And I just thought that was really powerful and really honest to actually say, you know, like, I still think negative thoughts because I mean, a lot of people don't really they don't admit that, do they? So that really, really stuck with me. And I really wanted to talk to you about that and just to say, like, you know, like, how does it feel just to know that you're completely in control? And what tips have you got for other people to become as, like, in control as you seem to be?
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you for asking. Thank you. Do you want me to go ahead and go through that now? Or we
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm just a human being like everybody else. I have been blessed to lose a lot of weight and to transform my body for the first time in my life and to keep the results. But it starts as a mental thing first.
Yeah.
And, I'm just like everybody else. You know, sometimes the world is a cold, cruel place, and it's so easy to get stuck in a trap or a cycle of negativity. So, I believe it or not, I tend to turn off the popular media. I do not really watch television at all.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I kind of cut that out in 2007 when I came back from a spiritual retreat. I turned off the television, and, you know, I watch an occasional movie, but I'm really not into popular culture, I mean, other than fitness and Jennifer Nicole.
Yeah.
I do a lot of mind-building, listening to powerful speakers. Every now and then I'll turn on the radio, but most of the time I'm listening to really good authors on CD, and as well, I kind of guard my influences. Who am I hanging around, and you know, who is it that's near me that's talking negative? I try to stay away from that. So that's real important to me, because I know that the more I dwell in the negative, the more negative things will come into my life.
Yeah, definitely. What you think actually happens, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh. There's no end to it. I mean, one day I was a size 18 and I said, I want to be a bikini model.
Yeah.
And awesome. I was following Jennifer, you know, when she was just on a magazine cover at the time. And now I'm actually one of her friends and one of her trainers. It's surreal. But yes, Bridget, whatever we think in the slightest moment, what I do is once that negative idea comes in my head, I ask myself, okay, first of all, whose idea is this? Is this something that I was told as a little girl that maybe was my mom's idea on one of her worst days that she happened to have said out loud? You know, whose negative thought is this? And then I also I bless the negative thought. I say, okay, well, thank you for being, you know, a part of me today. You're here to teach. I talk to the thought and I say, well, you're here to teach me something.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that is, maybe I need to be more careful with my finances, or maybe I need to be careful with somebody in my life that I don't trust, whatever the concept is. And then finally, I say a prayer and I just kind of release it. I just say, you know what? I don't need to dwell in this spot. I don't need to be, you know, feeling bad about myself or my circumstances. And I just kind of say, okay, God, you know, take this and make a miracle in my life.
Yeah.
So I have to do that a lot, especially in the morning.
Okay, so,
you know,
can I just ask you about the negative thoughts? Like, and you're saying that you have them and then you think about why they might be there. So that way, you've kind of turned them around and stop them being negative by saying that you've noticed they must be there to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
definitely
that's really a really cool way. So does that mean when you wake up in the morning and you have these negative thoughts and you do that each morning you're sort of you know that there's some more for you to learn, kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. What I try to do is I try to exercise in the morning. And that's kind of my meditation time. And a lot of times it has to do with I run outdoors with my dog.
Oh, wow.
And as I'm running, and I don't live in a very glamorous, I wish I lived in Miami, Florida. That would be great.
Yeah. Like,
but I live in a very landlocked city. Other than in Dallas, Texas, there's 3 million people in my city. And like today, it's kind of chilly. It's the sun is out. But I bless the, how do I want to say it? I give a thanks to to God and to the universe for the sun that is out. You know, I don't belong in a struggle. You know, I put on my extra layer of sweats or whatever. My dog is so excited by that point, and I'm putting him on the leash, and it's dark early in the morning, and as I make a few, you know, runs around the block, I'm praying. I'm like, wow, and I see the sun come up, and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah,
you know, something so simple as the sun come up.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, I'm alive.
Yeah, because it's important to remember. To remember to be grateful for just those small, well, seemingly small things, but they're not really. We need to remember to be grateful for those wonderful things, like being alive and being, like, I mean, living, both you and I, although we live in different countries, we live in wonderful countries to live in, really, and there's other places that we could live that are really not as nice.
Absolutely. We are so blessed. Let me give you a quick example. I've been to Mexico, which is the country just south of the U.S.
Yeah.
And when I see children starving,
awful.
You know, and I've seen it firsthand, and little children begging, something you would see on a commercial on television for one of those, you know, organizations trying to help children. I've seen that firsthand. And when I go, for example, I might be kind of grouchy driving to work, and I say, wow, I have a job.
Yeah.
I have a job, you know, where I can turn on the light switch and the lights come on.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm able to pay that bill.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, it's so important to remember that. I love it. I love that you go running outside with your dog. And, like, be grateful for the sunrise. That's so cool.
Yes.
That really is.
And there's so many people, Bridget, in terms of fitness and health, there are a lot of people on this planet that don't have that. They don't have the stamina or the energy or the emotional courage to even start a program.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
So, and then there's individuals who are, you know, bedridden, or maybe they're paralyzed or missing a limb, and I think, wow, you know, I have both limbs. I have both my legs.
Yeah.
I have both my arms. You know, I have a healthy set of lungs and a great heart, and I just think, you know, I thank my lucky stars that I have my health.
Yeah, and you have, as well as having your health, you have your beauty. I mean,
thank you.
We have all seen that. I love your hair.
No.
I can't get to the end of this without saying, I love your hair. Like, it's just like the curls, they just sit there. Like, you know, like dolls, curls.
Well, let me tell you, we just love you at the conference. You know, it's very difficult to get to know everybody very individually during those conferences. But several of the people that have been to the conference before, they just love you. They are she is just so cute. So
Thanks.
It's not like, you know, you've come well received.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And your buddy as well, Natalie.
Yeah, it's good to have two of us. I enjoyed that. I liked it.
Yes.
You know, at the conference, like, me and Natalie came. And you said we were well received and everything. You know, we were like a little bit nervous about coming, like, because it's kind of like, it's a long way to come from Scotland. And then, like, everybody, I don't know, I was like saying to Natalie before I came, what am I going to wear? Like, doesn't everybody wear hot pants there and stilettos and like just like bikinis all the time?
Yes.
And she was like, no, it'll be fine. And then you all were.
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's not easy going from that introverted feeling of being out of shape and then progressing to someone who's wearing, you know, the hot pants or the stilettos or putting the false eyelashes on and the glitz and the glamour. It's a process. It's, you know, trust me, it's, you know, I wasn't raised with glamour. I was very, very simply raised.
You've taken to it well, though, I think.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful. It feels good to be a woman at this point and to express that. So,
yeah, definitely.
I've been blessed.
I wanted to ask you if you've got any tips, like, because you've obviously sort of, like, learned this kind of stuff as an adult. You've learned, you know, like beauty and glamour and everything as an adult. Have you got like a favorite tip or anything, like a favorite beauty tip that you've learned as an adult? Is it like fake eyelashes or what?
Yes. in terms of just femininity in general, or in terms of maybe fitness modeling, anything in particular, or
just in general? Because you know, you you learned it late, you didn't go through it as a teenager, or.
Well, I learned, Bridget, that the more I dress up, the better I feel about myself.
Yeah.
And I was raised very, very impoverished. And so this is my tip, if I might share.
Yeah, please.
I started out with the glamour and all this stuff, honestly, by doing secondhand stores and garage sales.
Wow.
And you would be amazed, because at first I could not justify spending a lot of money on costume jewelry or, you know, you name it. I could not just, even makeup. I was not raised to be, my mother really didn't wear makeup when I was growing up, and she definitely didn't wear jewelry.
My mom didn't wear makeup.
Oh, yeah.
I know how you
forget about the false eyelashes. Yeah. I was actually raised with the mindset that a woman that went way out, you know, in my family, they meant well, but the women that raised me made us believe, myself and my brothers and sisters and cousins, we believed that it was vain.
That's the same with my,
yes?
That's the same with my mom and
yeah.
my family. It's
yes.
awful. And then
it's like you don't want to outshine anybody, because if you put on a little extra makeup, or God forbid, you put on some fancy glitzy jewelry, you're trying to be better than the other person. It was a form of competition.
And then they don't take you seriously because you're showing off.
No. And I'm so grateful that now I have a group of women that I call my sisters, and now you're in that group.
But
that it's safe. It's safe to be sexy.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that, because I can completely relate exactly to what you're saying. I'm just like, oh, that's exactly the same experience with me, where my mom didn't wear any makeup at all while I was growing up, which means she still doesn't. And then, you know, like, if I put any makeup on, my mom or dad would be like, why have you got makeup on? Or tell me I look silly, or it's like, that's going to smudge down your face, or you look a bit tardy.
Yes.
People don't take you seriously when you go. And it's amazing to hear that's what, you know, like, you didn't wear makeup as a child and growing up as well. And that's kind of like, for me, that's like quite inspiring, because I'm like, you're never too late to grow into it, are you?
Yes. You'd be surprised, for someone who's just trying to get into that idea and cannot, you know, either cannot afford a lot of that fun, girly stuff, or cannot justify spending a lot of money, even though they might have the money.
Yeah.
Walk into your local thrift store. Walk in with your head held high.
Yeah.
Go to someone's closet sale or estate sale or garage sale. Kind of browse at what you see. You'd find a lot of eclectic, really beautiful, even up to date or even antique or retro jewelry that is style.
Yeah.
And you get it at a fraction of the cost.
That is such a good idea, and it's original as well, because it's not like the stuff in the shops everybody else is wearing. So you've got like the glamour, but the originality is. That's such a good tip. I love it. So that's what you started doing.
Thank you.
Do you still do that, or have you like?
Yes, I do. Now I feel a little bit more comfortable walking. Like, for example, I did a photo shoot a year ago, and I bought a $50 necklace. It was a guest necklace at the mall, and I was like, I had the little devil's advocate saying, that's too much money, $50 for a necklace. But I still use the same piece over and over, and it's one of my favorites. So therefore, I have not wasted the $50. You know, I still treasure that piece, and I'm actually going to be starting. I'm a very big advocate for recycling and our planet.
Yeah.
Would you believe I have a group of women in my neighborhood that I'm going to do a clothing and jewelry exchange?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Cool. I've invited them and said, you know, let's start out with jewelry. You know, we're going to have about four or five women that are going to bring small bags of their costume jewelry that they no longer care for and no longer wear.
Yeah.
So the rule of thumb is we're going to lay everything out on the table and the chairs and the furniture and the counter, and we're just going to basically trade pieces and shop.
That's
for free.
Such a good idea. Yeah, so then something you don't want, you don't need to get rid of it, you don't need to throw it away, and then you get something that you do want, and then somebody gets the use out of the thing you don't. That is such a good idea. I want to do one of them now. So I want to do it with Natalie, and then I can take all her things. don't tell her.
Yeah, absolutely. Start out small with, like, jewelry. It's not overwhelming. You know, everybody's one size fits all on the jewelry thing.
Yeah, I've
been wanting to do it. I haven't quite done it just yet, but I've got several interested people. But, yeah, you know, and the other thing, you know what, Bridget? We have the opportunity to know, and we have the choice to know that we can change anything that we want in our lives, including the patterns and habits of thinking from our childhood. We have the chance, you know, maybe 10, 15, 12 years ago, something like that, we were not given the opportunity to safely express our sexiness or our femininity.
Yeah.
But today is a new day. And when I look sexy, guess what? You look sexy.
Yeah.
And the next woman can look and get inspired by yourself and your friend Natalie and say, wow.
Yeah, definitely.
We are not meant to turn down our sexiness. It's a gift.
Yeah. It's hard to admit that, but I agree. You know, like, I want to get to that point where I can be like, yeah, and just be like...
You are.
Yeah.
You are. I think as long as a woman is a lady, that's my personal opinion. You can be sexy and be a lady.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. No matter what anybody else says, that really is the truth. Brilliant. Oh, well, thank you for what you said today. This has been really, really brilliant and such a good first chat. And I'm so excited to think that myself and Natalie are going to be able to talk to you some more, because this kind of stuff, this kind of powerful message is what we want to bring to Scotland and what we want to share with the people here. And it's really nice for us to have the opportunity to have you to, you know, like, to be able to help us to do that. So that's totally... Do you know what? I'm so glad I came to Miami in January.
Aww.
It's been
me too. And you've been dying. You have the best personality ever. You're amazing.
Thank you.
We just fell in love with both of you. We're just excited. And I'm so glad that you were able to be there.
Yes.
But yes, we're going to continue having these conversations.
Fantastic.
And, you know, if anything, any struggles that I have been through as a woman can help another woman, maybe spare her from moments of stress and undue silence and just suffering. You know, there's no reason.
Yeah.
You know, we're not meant to suffer. We're meant to help one another, that's for sure. And I don't care if you live in the USA, the UK, Hawaii, you know, the Arctic. It doesn't matter. We're all sisters.
Yeah.
We're all women. We're all sisters.
It's really powerful.
We speak the same language.
Yeah. That message, it really is. It's so powerful that we are sisters. And thank you. Thank you for that. That's really, really good.
Yeah. And do you mind if I mention my website real quick?
Oh, too. Definitely, because I know that everybody wants to see.
Yes. It's www.nisasalasfitness.com. I'll spell that. That's N like in Nancy. I, S like in Sam, S like in Sam, A like in Apple, S like in Sam, A like in the Apple, L as in look, A like in Apple, S as in Sam, and the word fitness, FITNESS .com. And I can be reached at nisasalasfitness@gmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I have about 5 pages. So
yeah, I know.
Go over there.
I thought I was friends with you, and then I had to get friends with you again. I was just like, what's going on?
Yes. And do you particularly have some information that we can have our viewers look up?
Natalie and I just started our Facebook page.
Good.
And it's JNL Fusion Scotland. So if anybody wants to know any more about us, we're going to be putting things from our own personal YouTube and our own personal Facebooks onto that, just keeping the Scotland spirit alive.
Yes, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's amazing. Oh, I'm so excited for both of you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I guess this is a wrap, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless everybody, and I hope everyone does well. If there's anything else, I mean, if you have any more questions, yourself included, Bridget, or any of the listeners, you know, just feel free to email me, and we'll just take it from there.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Nisa. It's been so good talking to you. Thank you.
Have a blessed evening. Tell Natalie hello.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, I will. All right, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So there we go. That was my interview with Nisa Salas. And I have to say that was so, so much fun. She's just really, really nice. Really easy to talk to. And I really hope that you got something from that. You took away something from that, because I definitely did. I think actually probably the thing which I love the most about that interview and about the whole of the JNL Nation, the JNL Sisterhood and everything to do with JNL and the fusion and everything, is just that I now get to hang out with people as positive as that. Like, in my everyday, daily life, do I get to do that? Not really, no. But now I know people like this, and that's what I want to share with you. That's what me and Natalie both want to share with you, is just that positive outlook on life. Believe that it's possible, because it is. You just have to believe it is. And if you don't believe it is, JNL, she believes it is. She knows, and she believes for us. And that is just something which is really just so powerful. I love that. Natalie loves that. JNL Fusion Scotland loves that. Remember, stay excited, because that's going to make everything just so much better. See you next time. Bye.